Well, welcome again to worship at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. We are very glad to have you here. We're wrapping up a series called Hopes and Fears. We've been going through this series all of December to get ready for celebrating Christmas. And then since we're still in that Christmas time, that is when we'll wrap up this series today. I don't know if you guys know this, but Josh, your senior pastor, and I have known each other for almost 10 years. The first confirmation class I ever taught was when I was a sophomore in college, and Josh was a youth pastor in Bloomington, Illinois. And we taught this confirmation class together as eighth graders. And there's this one lesson I'll never forget. It was about the big W word and the little W word. And Scott McKenzie might know this because, you know, he's our confirmation veteran here at Park Ridge. But when we taught students about the big W word, we were talking about the scripture passage that I'm about to read this morning. When you read the word word, W-O-R-D, in the Bible and it's capitalized, that word is Jesus. And then when you read the word word, lowercase, it's talking about the Bible. It's talking about scripture. So when we read today from John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 9, and every time I say the word, we are talking about Jesus, because you can check me on this on page 91 in your pew Bible. It is capitalized. We are talking about Jesus. Hear now the second reading from John's Gospel, the first chapter, verses 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. He came to witness, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world. This is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Lord, we know you are in this space with us and you are speaking to us every day, but we pray that you would draw a little closer. Help us hear you just a little more as you speak to us through the scripture and these words. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So how many of you were here with us a few weeks ago when our children's ministry and our youth ministry, they led worship with us up here for the Christmas pageant? Was anybody here for that? All right, some of your grandkids or kids were a part of it, and they helped us tell the story of Jesus' birth. If you missed it this year, the program was called The Good News Hour, and it was this little skit put together like a TV news program. There were reporters and there were news anchors, and they were up here interviewing the angels and the shepherds. They wanted to know the story of this good news about this baby who was going to be born and promise us good things. And even though we're past Christmas and Christmas has come and gone already, I have to wonder, did you hear the good news or did you miss it? It's been quite a year. Maybe we say that every year. I think as I get older, every year I'm like, oh my gosh, that was quite a year. But for my family, at least 2018 was full of a lot of good and hard and uncertain things. My husband and I left our jobs in New Jersey. We moved halfway across the country to here, to Park Ridge, so I could be your pastor. We lost family members, but we got a dog. So our life has been full of good and hard and uncertain things. Maybe your year has felt a little bit like that. Maybe the way this past year has played out for you, or how you've watched it play out in our country or in the world, maybe this good news isn't reaching you the same this year. Wherever you find yourself in this moment, or whatever your hopes and fears are for the year ahead, we believe this good news is for you, and that it's too good to miss out on. We believe that God has more hope than fear for you in 2019. The scripture passage today is a familiar one for many who grew up in church. In my church growing up, this was always read on Christmas Eve. And John's gospel presents the Christmas story, Jesus' birth, God coming into the world, in a very different way than the other three gospels. This series so far, we've been in the gospel of Luke, and his voice is very different than the gospel of John. Here we don't have the voice of a detailed historian, but rather a master storyteller. The author of John wants our hearts and our minds to get caught up in this grand story so that our hearts and our minds might get caught up in the person of Jesus and be convinced that he is who he says he is, the Messiah, God in the world, God in the flesh, God with us. The Gospel of John doesn't start with a census going out from Emperor Augustus for all the land to be registered, but John starts in the beginning, in the very beginning, with light. Light was coming into the world, John tells us, and the darkness did not, could not overcome it. I don't know about you, but in 2018, I could find some darkness. I could find some evidence of some darkness. There was a tense and unflattering political climate in the United States. There were floods and wildfires and earthquakes that destroyed lives and infrastructure around the world. There were mass shootings in high schools and places of worship. There were countless women standing up and saying, "Me too." And the list goes on, it would seem, and that's just in the news. What about your life? Maybe 2018 for you was defined by getting health care for a spouse or an aging parent. Maybe 2018 for you was defined by a relationship status change or a career move. Maybe 2018 felt a lot like 2017, and that's part of what you're concerned about. Whatever you are in the middle of, whatever you're in the midst of, light shines in the darkness. Towards the end of these last few years, Google, the company Google, has been putting together a video montage of the top searches of the year. And I could tell you about it, but I'd rather show you. So that's why we've got this monstrosity set up here. And hopefully, technology will be on my side. Perfect. So I hope you guys can hear this. If not, we'll share it on our Facebook and our Instagram accounts if you are on that. But this is Google putting together a video of what we, you and I, looked for the most. Viral videos, top stories we paid attention to. And you guys can scoot over if you want to. It seems that in a year where things weren't as they ought to be, they weren't as God designed them to be, in a year like that, what the world searched for more than anything was good. More good than evil, more light than dark, more hope than fear. Did you hear the good news this year, or did you miss it? Yes, this year our feelings about the country and the state of politics was all over the place. But 2018 showed record voter turnout and more women and people of color on the ballots. Yes, 17 kids lost their lives at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in a senseless act of violence. But those kids, those survivors, they took to social media and they, a month later, took to the streets in a nationwide student walkout of these young people saying to the adults in their lives, saying to their elected officials, do something for us about gun violence and mental health. Yes, in 2018, there were natural disasters that damaged more than we can catch up rebuilding. But each time there were boots on the ground and people were showing up, working together, and trying to show hope in the midst of chaos. Yes, 2018 had its challenges, its darkness, but more than anything, the world searched for good. What does that tell you about people? What does that tell you about yourself? Better yet, what does that tell you about God? What makes reading this first chapter of John so different than the other Gospels is that this poetic language, it reminds us of the first chapter of Genesis. In a similar way, these writers are trying to paint us a picture with the words that they possess about who God is and how we matter to God. In Genesis 1, we find, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and dark and empty. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw it, and God called it good. This tells us about a God who was before everything, a God who is powerful and creative and good. If we keep reading in Genesis, we find that God created humans in the image of God, that God saw us and called us good too. That goodness, it's in us. That light, it's in us. The fact that more than anything in 2018, the world searched for good reminds me that the goodness of God, the hope and the love and the grace of God, it's hardwired into us, into you and me. Maybe you missed the good news this year because you forgot that the light of the world, the light that overcomes and overthrows darkness, is closer than you think. The good news at Christmas is God came down. God moved into the neighborhood, is what one pastor likes to say. God's love and God's light is closer than you realize. God is working in and through each of us to shine light in dark places. The mission of the local church in 2019 is the same as the mission of John the Baptist, who all the gospel writers tell us about, who came to testify, to tell the story of the light, so that other people might believe in this good news, the story of God's love coming down to you and to me and bringing hope to this world. God is working through this local church. Through Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, God is working to share love and grow in faith and serve as disciples, so that Park Ridge and the surrounding communities might know the hope that we have in Jesus. I've only been here for the last part of 2018, but I can already tell that it's been quite a year for Park Ridge Presbyterian. There have been projects, so many projects, to enhance the function and hospitality of this space, this beautiful building that we get to call home. Thank God for Laura Nelson and our folks who are in charge of facilities, because they encounter issues with projects sometimes, delays and invoices that come, and each time handle it with grace. There have been staff transitions, which is hard for the existing staff to get used to a new set of people. And we've had to say goodbye to a lot of faithful members of the congregation. It's been quite a year. But in the midst of it all, there is so much good news to share. While the lounge door project has been interesting, we've encountered some delays and we've all had to be really flexible. You know, the best part about it is that more Christie's families, the preschool that happens here during the week, they know Laura Nelson by name. And you should have seen the haul of Christmas presents that she got from them this year. We are more a part of the life of Christie's than we were had we not had this whole lounge door project and delay, right? That is so worth it that these kids know us better now than they did before this started. And that is encouraging. And while the vision for family ministry for kids and youth here at Park Ridge might continue to evolve, we've got to ask ourselves hard questions about how to disciple the next generation. Even in the midst of all of that, next weekend, two young adults from this church and 12 students, we're headed to Wisconsin to a big camp for a retreat. And that is good news. We continue to welcome new members, older families and younger families who tell us that joining this church is the best thing they ever did. For 70 years, God has been at work in this local church. The church is evidence of God's continued work in the world, meeting us in our fears, in whatever darkness we find ourselves in, and showing us the light. Reminding us that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Our prayer for you in 2019 is that you might go into this next year believing that God has more hope than fear for you in this next year. And maybe you'll tell your story of how hope has changed your life. Maybe it's your witness, your testimony, your light that somebody has been waiting to hear all these years. God is indeed at work in the world, and he's at work in you, and God is going to be with us in this next year just as much as God was with us in this last. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your faithfulness to us. God, we ask in this next year that you might just encourage us to be faithful to you, to find and seek after that light, and to always trust that the light is stronger than the darkness. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.